is Free Talk Live. We are launching into hour number three of the show. You bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Right back into your phone calls. Coming up, we'll tell you a story about what happened in the Buffalo airport recently that resulted in it getting shut down. But first, we go to the AMP line. It's a different Frederick, also in Sweden. Frederick, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. No, actually, it's the same Frederick.
Oh, same Frederick. Well, you can only have one call per night, my friend. I'm sorry about that, but you'll have to call some other time. 800-259-9231. I can't even make a break for an amplifier there. That's the rule, you know?
Yeah, the rule.
All right, we go to Vince in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live. Vince. Vince in Indy going once.
Hey, can you hear me?
Hey, Vince, what's on your mind?
Hello.
Hey there.
Can you not hear us?
Can you hear me or not?
We got you, Vince. Can you hear us? Vince,
yes, I can hear you.
He can. Okay, great.
Listen, I want to, as you guys talked about, you know, a long time ago, that how you didn't sign up for these things and the subprime loans and all that. Well, National City sold about 10% interest into the sovereign wealth fund.
I can't understand a word you're saying, Vince. I'm sorry. Sometimes it's hard to make out what you're saying. What? Can you try that again?
Yeah, so what I was trying to say here is that this bank called National City out of Cleveland, Ohio.
Yes, take your word for it.
Sold,
I know they're a bank.
About 10% share of their interest to a sovereign wealth fund, basically, or a group of equity investors is what they call it here. But one company got hit here. It was called Frankie Irish Company. It's an electrical mechanical contractor. Okay. And they seized that company here Wednesday.
They seized it? Who did that?
Yes, National City did. Sent the sheriff's department to it.
National City seized a company that bought part of its accounts?
Yeah, because, they had extended them credit, but they didn't pay their bills, supposedly, and they cut down their credit from $3.5 million to $1.3 million, and they wanted that overdrawn difference be paid right now.
That's the craziest thing I've ever heard. So essentially what they did is they offered them a loan of, say, $3 million.
Okay.
And they took out that $2.5 million, let's say.
All
and
right.
Then they reduced it to $1.5 million. You only have $1.5 million in credit. And so
wait,
they had
did I already
loan.
Get the $2.5?
Right. You got the $2.5. Give me $1 million.
But I already spent it.
They were in default.
Oh, okay. But so if I'd already spent that money on whatever it was I was getting it for, then I'm in a tough situation. Then,
to,
right?
To me, I would take that to court. I want a jury of my peers to decide whether that's fair.
Yeah, that's pretty outrageous.
The significance here is that they're doing a thing on the football stadium that was built with taxpayer revenue.
They all are.
And they all are, but and the Super Bowl is coming here now in 2012.
The Super Bowl is going to be in Cleveland in 2012?
I don't know.
That doesn't make it. Oh, I see. No, it doesn't make much sense.
Super Bowls. What I'm saying is, this is how far that subprime tobacco is sinking down to. And they're going to put the hammer on a lot of people that pay their bills and all that.
Hmm.
Now they're going to sit there and say they're in default on their loans.
That's no good. That's not going to result in good things. Vince, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231.
Yeah, I don't know what that arrangement is, but that's a really sick arrangement. That's a really sick thing to do with somebody you're doing business with and has been paying you on time. I don't know the specifics.
To call the loan like that?
Yeah, the specifics of that case, but that's not right, and it should be, you know, like they shouldn't have that in their contract, and they certainly shouldn't assign that if that's the case. And if that's in their contract, I feel like that needs to be arbitrated. That's the case.
800-259-9231.
About the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl doesn't go to Cleveland because Cleveland's damn cold. It's not in Indy either.
Oh, really?
The Indy's damn cold the end of January.
So they only do indoors
southern
places?
Yeah, usually. It's San Diego, Tampa,
gotcha.
Miami, out in Arizona.
All right, so we're going to get to the Buffalo airport story, but first, this one's pretty outrageous. It's from opencarry.org. And this will make you feel good about living here in New Hampshire, Mark, though I guess you can't really feel
good. Yeah, I feel great about the fact that I can't buy...
It's a gun thing.
I can't own a weapon here in New Hampshire.
Well,
I feel great that they have one of the dumbest gun laws in the nation here for ex-cons in New Hampshire.
For everyone else, though, it's good to live in New Hampshire because you can open carry. You can walk around in public with a firearm on your person openly without having to, you know, go and ask government bureaucrats for permission to do
so. And I've never seen a sign at a business that says that, you know, you're not welcome here. I've seen people in, I've seen people in Panera Bread open carrying.
Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't mean anything to anybody. Well, nobody makes a big deal about it.
According to this, it looks like the Dixon City, Pennsylvania Police and Lackawanna County District Attorney have erected a new order in Pennsylvania, one where citizens must present their identity papers and give up their guns to the police on demand.
Oh,
the facts.
Nice.
The facts are simple and not in dispute. A few folks, including families with small children, had met up for dinner at the Old Country Buffet early in this month. Apparently, a customer called the police to report that some of these people were openly carrying handguns. Next thing you know, Dixon City Patrolman Tony Mariano and female officer Gallagher rolled up and proceeded to roust everyone away from their dinners, demanded identity documents from anyone they saw openly carrying guns, and seized the guns for some sort of Orwellian serial number check. When Luzerne County resident Rich Banks and his wife Judy went over to the police and asked them what was going on, the police threatened to arrest Judy unless she turned off her camcorder and then unlawfully arrested Rich when he declined to show identification.
I love how the cops, you know, they're just scared to death of cameras. Hey, wait, what do you got to hide, officer? Mm. Really? I mean, that's what they ask us about any CC cameras,
right?
And, you know, searches of our vehicles and all kinds of intrusions from the state. Look, officer, if you're not doing something wrong, if you're not doing something illegal,
right,
if you're not doing something immoral, then you shouldn't have a problem with being video recorded.
On the job, on the record, Rich was then searched and placed in cuffs in a squad car. His six-year-old son was understandably upset and crying, and several of the women in the party became nearly hysterical. For some time thereafter, squad cars full of police from the city of Scranton and Lackawanna County rolled up to assist in the illegal detention, ID checks, and serial number gun checks of these law-abiding citizens just trying to eat dinner together.
Yeah, you know, and once the cops are called in from elsewhere, like, the heat's on. They're juiced up, they're excited. There's a big deal going on in Scranton or wherever. Mm-hmm. Lackawanna, I don't remember. I don't even know where these places are.
Dixon.
And we're, it's a big time, boys. So these people have no hope of having their civil rights respected in these cases.
Well, something was wrong. Banks could see officers from various jurisdictions frantically making cell phone calls and talking to each other. After a while, Officer Gallagher, the mean-spirited officer in charge, who told Rich's wife that she didn't want to be filmed because she might want to go back undercover to undercover work someday, came over to...
Well, then stop doing this. Be filmed. You don't have that right, lady.
Yeah.
Look, you're here on private property, and, you don't have that right.
She came over to Rich and said they were going to go easy on him and release him. But Gallagher said he could not get his gun back until he proved ownership, because there was no record of his gun in police records.
I don't see that. That doesn't make any sense to me. Innocent until proven guilty. I don't have to prove anything to you, officer. You have to prove I've violated the law.
Mr. Banks, who happens to be a gunsmith with a federal gun dealer license, explained to Gallagher that her seizure, arrest, and search of his person was unlawful and demanded his property be returned immediately because there was no more reason he had to prove he owned the gun than to prove he owned the TV in his house.
Why should she return it? It's not like if she's done something wrong or unlawful here, she's going to face any crime, any charges over it. Big deal.
Retorted an angry Gallagher, Officer Gallagher, I heard enough from you tonight, slamming the squad door in a huff. Incredibly, Officer Gallagher then claimed to have contacted unknown elements of the Lackawanna District Attorney's Office, which allegedly ordered her not to return Banks' gun until he proved ownership. Banks demanded a receipt from the police, so they wrote a note. So, that's the story. A bunch of police, acting like thugs, unlawfully roust and harass gun owners and their families for the crime of obeying the law, then drive away after stealing one of the guns. As the police began winding down their Kafka-esque theater act, one of the officers asked the Old Country Buffet manager on duty if he had any problems with the group remaining at the restaurant. The manager responded laconically that, "We had no problems till you showed up." 800-259-9231, meaning the cops.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves, gun confiscations in America. How would this have gone differently here in New Hampshire? It would have gone differently. We can explain here in moments. This is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Ted Anderson from Midas, May 23rd, 2008. Gold, $927.11. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for $954.11, $469.90 for half, $234.95 for quarter. That's $954.11, $469.90, and $234.95. The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its $1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in the global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocketed, Rocket, trucks stop running and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring us whatever you want toll-free. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Features there are free, so enjoy those, including the updates. Get signed up. We keep you on the list, or we'll get you on the list whenever there's something you need to know about the show. You'll find out first if you're on the updates list. Go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on there free.
Check out LegalZoom.com if you need, you know, just your average sort of legal stuff done. They can do so many different things, whether it's wills, you know, living trusts, LLCs, incorporation. They could do all those things, and they could do it a heck of a lot cheaper. You can save a lot of money. LegalZoom.com. I did it. It is, in fact, fast and easy. All you have to do is use code FTL, and you save $10 off your order. That's LegalZoom.com.
So we continue here, and we're then going to jump back into your phone calls with a little more information on this story from OpenCarry.org. Dixon City, Pennsylvania, apparently that's Lackawanna County, where there was a family and some friends that were out for dinner, and they were openly carrying handguns. Now, according to this story, Pennsylvania is like most states. There's no gun registration, and generally, anyone 18 years or older can openly carry a handgun on foot without any license to do so, even while eating dinner. As a constitutional matter, a mere 911 call reporting a man with a gun does not allow the police to detain or search anyone. And while it's true that the Pennsylvania State Police maintain a handgun sales database consisting of information reported to them by Pennsylvania gun dealers, it is not a crime to own or carry a gun not listed in the database, which only consists of guns transferred through Pennsylvania gun dealers anyway.
And it'd be impossible to know whether, you know, the states just have so many laws, it'd be impossible to know whether that was the law or not anyway. I mean, who could research all that stuff?
Absolutely.
I'm sure they did in this case. I'm just saying, how would you know?
Yeah, but so what they're pointing out here that is that, as usual, the police have gone and done whatever they want to do, as opposed to the statutes that they are sworn to uphold, that they are supposed to be obedient to. The police are supposed to know their own rules and regs, and they may know it, but they violate it every single day. And this is yet another example, yet another awful example of some people that had their freedom trampled upon, and there's not much that...
And their dinner ruined, quite honestly.
Yeah.
You know, it's a shame.
Ruin your night.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know that it would be any better here in New Hampshire, quite honestly, because it said, you know, they could openly carry in. That's how would it have been yesterday in Lackawanna, or last week, or before this happened? What would people who live in Lackawanna County have said regarding their rules as far as open carry? They would have said, well, it's fine. We see people do it. No big deal.
Yeah.
Well, here in New Hampshire, that we say it's fine. We see people do it. No big deal. Who's to say that some overzealous cop won't come and do it, try to confiscate a weapon and not get backed up?
Yeah, it certainly could happen here, and there have been instances where free staters have been carrying firearms openly, and some masshole who was up here shopping, because that's what they like to do, come up here and shop because there's no sales tax here in New Hampshire. Some asshole called 911 in both of the occasions. One of them was in a gun store, I think. The other was Dave Ridley.
Open carrying in a gun store?
Not a gun store. Excuse me, bookstore. The other one was Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com, and I think he was just at a restaurant or something like that, similar. And in both cases, the cops did come, and they did talk to the person.
Not the nicest fashion.
No, I guess not. I don't know. I wasn't there.
You saw the video.
Well, that was another one. I was thinking of two separate occasions. There have been at least three occasions, actually, that this has happened. So you're right. There's another.
I think the video part is the best, because that's where Pork 1-1 really came in.
Pork 4-1-1.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Pork 4-1-1 really came in handy. Was people just swarmed this cop who was giving Dave some trouble. And
we should explain Pork 4-1-1.
Yeah,
it's a phone number that people here in New Hampshire can dial. That when you call it, you can leave a message, and then when you're done leaving that message, it is distributed pretty much instantaneously via email to whomever it is that is on the email list. So literally hundreds of people can be on this list and can get a message from you if there's a situation that you need to let people know about. In fact, today, someone called Pork 411 to report that there was an immigration checkpoint that apparently had been set up on Interstate 93 here in New Hampshire. And so they reported where it was, you know, southbound lanes, Interstate 93 around this exit. And that way people that were planning their day would have been able to get that information.
And probably many porcupines went there in order to not give their information.
Maybe. I haven't heard anything about that happening. But it's just one example of one of the many, many ways that Port 411 can be quite a handy tool in the hands of pro-liberty activists. So... things aren't ideal here in New Hampshire as far as people can't... they're not just able to carry guns around without being molested by the police. The police are going to come and talk to them, but in every instance, they have left the person alone, as opposed to this, what happened in Pennsylvania, where the person's gun was confiscated.
Well, they confiscated it for serial number checks.
Yeah.
I just can't believe that couldn't happen here in New Hampshire. I've certainly seen...
Oh, it could. Just it seems that things are a little bit better here, that's all. And it's a better starting point to achieve liberty in our
lifetimes.
They're
better than in Vermont for guns.
Yeah, Vermont is better than New Hampshire.
I mean,
You're
I wouldn't want to live with the Vermontsies and all their socialist stuff going on, but...
They're better in Alaska as well, and... You know, New Hampshire was chosen, and it was chosen for a variety of reasons, just the gun laws.
New Hampshire's the free state, and there's...
No, it's not yet.
Well, it is the state chosen by the Free State Project. I'm sorry about that. But, you know, I mean, that doesn't have anything... It's nice that they have the gun laws that they do, but we're intending to make it free. That's not the point. There's no point in arguing about which state would be best for the Free State Project to be picked. I'm just saying that this is how things are in New Hampshire. That's all.
800-259-9231. We go to your phone calls. You can bring up anything. It is Mac in Georgia on the Amp line. Hello, Mac.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Me and a couple guys from my job, we was talking about all the warnings and everything that you were on products that you were fighting, like caution hot, toasted item may be hot.
Oh, yeah.
Understand may follow you.
Product warnings. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a contest every year that actually collects product warnings and publishes the most ludicrous of them all. And I wish I could remember what it is called, but it's always amusing when you read some of these things.
I know the one you're talking about because I read the article at the beginning of the year. There's a label on Bobcats. Oh, no, that little tractor with the skids here.
What's this?
Say what?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand.
Bobcat construction equipment?
Yeah.
Okay.
The one of the labels... It says avoid death. It has a picture of a stick figure and the bucket falling on the guy.
Look out for death. Keep your eyes open.
Yeah. But anyway, what I'm calling about is that the New York Health Department has their own little product warning.
Really?
Now, yeah. It's on Yahoo News. The headline is New York City issue warning after aphrodisiac kills man.
After what kills
an aphrodisiac?
Yeah.
What kind of aphrodisiac?
Man, it's an aphrodisiac made from the dried resin of venomous toads.
What is it? Something you buy in like a voodoo shop or something like that?
Yeah, and you're supposed to put it on your skin, but this idiot actually swallowed it.
Oops!
He died earlier.
Yeah, well, you swallow toad venom, and that's probably going to happen to you.
But
the New York Health Department's trying to alert people to this particular product issue?
Epidemic.
Yeah.
Yeah, it stands the epidemic.
Yeah. Thank you for the call, Mac. We're out of time, man. I appreciate the call. I got to go on to more calls, but I appreciate it. 800-259-9231. You can always call back another time. Bring up anything. You take control. Jeremy and Sincere are on the line. This is Free Talk Live.
It's no secret that for the past 7 years, the Balance Bracelet has been one of the hottest products around. You've seen the Balance Bracelet on the wrists of golf professionals, athletes, and people from all walks of life. The Balance Bracelet not only looks good, it performs beyond most people's expectations. Many people say that it gives them a whole new outlook on life. Ask someone who wears one, or better yet, try one for yourself. The silver band with gold terminals is still the most popular and a bestseller. The Balance Bracelet has no magnets, but is ionized in such a way that wearers are so delighted they refuse to ever take theirs off. We're so confident that it comes with a lifetime guarantee. If you ever have a problem with your bracelet, we will replace it or repair it. Call 800-224-8912. That's 800-224-8912, or go to balancebracelet.com and use coupon code GCN and receive a 5% discount. Balancebracelet.com. Look good, feel great. Offer not available in California.
Thanks for calling Sunsetter Awnings. How can I help you?
I just saw your ad, and what's the catch?
Catch?
It says I can improve my deck and increase my outdoor living space for under $600. What's the catch?
No catch. A Sunsetter Awning opens in 60 seconds and keeps your deck or patio about 20 degrees cooler. It's like a whole new outdoor room.
So I can use my deck more often, even when it's unbearably hot out, for under $600?
That's right. But there is one more thing.
Ah, the catch.
We're going to send you a $200 savings certificate just just for calling. Your awning could be as low as $398, and we'll also include a free informational DVD.
Uh-huh. Wait, did you say $398?
There's no catch. Improve your deck or patio with America's number one best-selling retractable awning. Call now for your $200 savings certificate and free DVD. Enjoy your deck or patio this summer for as low as $398. Call 1-800-330-1209. 1-800-330-1209. 1-800-330-1209.
This is Steve Shank, J. Michael Stevens Group. Let's get real. Flour is already being rationed. Prices on food are getting so high, warehouses are installing security systems and guards. You can expect soon to see criminal activity in food. We're all in a foot race as to whether the food will become so expensive we can't afford it, or there will be no food at any price. We can't grow enough of our own food, even with genetically altered trash. It will give you the opportunity to eat perfectly engineered food. They think God didn't get it right, so Monsanto had to step in. If you think it's a little bit crazy to put in a supply of food, it's okay. We won't tell. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. It may be a little bit crazy, that's okay. Because there is no such thing as a little bit dead.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free. So enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com, and those features include live streams. We've got a broadband and dial-up versions of the show. Both are, again, free for you at freetalklive.com. SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI. We continue with your calls about what you want. It's Jeremy in Montana listening on KGEZ. Hello, Jeremy.
Happy holiday weekend, fellas.
Hey there, what's on your mind?
Oh, I was just calling about the Supreme Court's ruling down in Texas. I believe it was today or yesterday about the so-called compound or whatever at the Mormon place ruled that it was unconstitutional or whatever for them to take those kids away from their families.
I like think you're
that.
A little confused. It wasn't the Supreme Court.
It was an appeals court.
It was an appeals court, and it is now being appealed by the Texas government, and it will go to the Texas Supreme Court. So that's the direction it's going in.
It looks good, though.
Okay, my mistake. But I hope that if they do end up ruling it unconstitutional, that all those mothers and fathers end up suing the hell out of all them agencies, might make them think twice before they start just snatching people away from their families.
Yeah, it couldn't hurt, I suppose.
I don't know that the agency, you know, how's it really going to hurt an agency to get sued? It's our money, but it won't look good.
If you show them to where they don't have any money, or not that much money, then
they'll get some next year.
Yeah, they'll
might make them think twice before they do it again.
Yeah, I see your point.
I think it will make them think twice, but unfortunately, they don't have to pay the price like the rest of us do, and if they get sued.
Anyway,
anyway,
without
that's
Jeremy,
about it.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you, Jeremy.
800-259-9231. Sincere in Skyville. Don't know where that is. Sincere, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Where's Skyville at?
I am not in Skyville. I'm in Chicago.
Chicago. Okay,
Chicago.
Then. What's on your mind tonight?
Two things. The first thing is that one episode from June 5th, 2006, where you talked about the self-mutilation thing, the funniest episode ever.
Self-mutilation.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, that was with Torgo, the episode
with
Torgo.
Yeah, that was hilarious. And
we do like actually, Torgo. He's a funny guy, but unfortunately he's not around anymore.
Yeah, that sucks. Actually, I live up here in the north suburbs now because I live in the city, and there's like my little brother's school, there's a crap load of Jewish kids, and like they just participate in this cutting this emo thing. They do it like all the time. Like it's a hobby. Like they spin pens. I don't know what fad that is, and cut themselves. I don't know how those
spin
two intermingle
pens?
Or mix, but that's what they do.
What is this hobby that you're talking about?
Huh?
Spinning pens?
Yeah, it's a thing where they spin. You know how you just sit at the desk and you like spin a pen between your fingers?
Yeah,
they do that. They spin like there's a thing called spinning pens, like where you do tricks and like spin it on your thumb and
It's okay.
Crazy.
That doesn't sound damaging. It's just you're bored. What do you do? I mean, you play around.
Yeah, so you spin pens and cut yourself. So
well, cutting yourself, I think the cutting yourself thing is pretty weird. If someone wants to spin a pen or flip a quarter or whatever they want to do with their hands.
Yeah, but they do it like consecutively. Like they go, let's spin pens and then cut a wrist. You know,
really? They do it as like a team effort? They cut together?
Yeah.
In school? They're actually in
school? No, not in school. Like, you know, after they get out of school. Like, they're talking about it like right after they get out of school. Like, hey, what are we going to do today, guys? Hey, let's spin some pens and cut ourselves.
Are you exaggerating?
No, I swear.
For real?
I swear on everything. My little brother and my little cousin that go to this school tell me this
all the time. Now, what was the relevance in mentioning that they were Jewish? I mean, aren't the emo kids?
No, I'm just saying it's a school full of like, because a whole bunch of basically it's like a white thing. Like my little brother, my cousin go, hey, I'll hang out with you for the spinning pens part, but the whole cutting stuff I gotta go.
Right, you know, you're not gonna find in the black subculture in America. And I'm not saying every black person's in this subculture. There surely are black people out there cutting themselves. But
yeah, it's
you're
just
not
weird.
Gonna find
like,
in the black subculture
like, you know,
cutting themselves.
I grew up on the west side of Chicago, and if a black person's cutting themselves, we're like, yeah, that's kind of weird, or they kind of get ostracized.
Yeah, they absolutely
but
would.
To them, it's like a group thing, so it's like that just kind of threw me off a little bit when I first came home out of the military.
Yeah,
I used to call you guys way back
there.
In like 2006 when I was in the military, too.
Something in those kids' heads is really wrong. I don't know what happened to them growing up or what the deal is. I don't know what it is that sparks that, but man, those kids are messed up that cut themselves. Something, you know, Uncle Johnny touched them or something like that. Something went really wrong.
And the second thing I wanted to bring up is I plan on moving to the Free State Project once I get my law degree.
Wow. Okay.
But my thing is, I was in the military. I know how crazy the military culture is and how crazy this government is. I used to work as an intelligence analyst. So basically, you know, people are talking about the whole tanks rolling in thing. I think there's a good chance of that happening just because the government doesn't want, let's say New Hampshire does become free. Okay, fine. But that means other people can go, you know what, like the FLDS compound, other people who just want to, you know, do their own thing, gated communities that don't like undesirable elements, they'll be like, hey, they can do it, we can do it too. And if they're not paying taxes, why should we do it too? And so the government's like, hey, we need our money. You're not to just take away our money. So they'll crush the first insurgents they get.
But you're coming anyway, even though you believe
I'm coming anyway. I'm trying to be the Crispus Atticus of the New Hampshire movement.
I sincerely hope you're not the first one shot.
that's my goal. Hey, I'll tell you, the day that they talk about takes roll in on CNN, I am hopping on a bus, plane, anything, the first thing smoking, I'm there.
So, but you're going to be here. So you're actually a Free State Project member at this point?
Yes.
All right, great. When are you moving up?
As soon as I graduate from law school, which would be in about 4 years.
Well, move to Keene. We need more black people.
Yes, we really do. Now, presuming.
I heard it's pretty monochromatic there.
Okay.
What's that? I'm sorry. I missed it.
I heard it's pretty monochromatic there.
It is. Darn monochromatic.
Mark actually hugs anyone with little pigment in their skin.
Like one guy, right?
There's actually
a
Mexican
Mark, I've been in jail just like you, man. Hey, you're my inspiration. I just want to let you know that.
Thank you, sir.
That's awesome and good to know. And we look forward to seeing you here, Sincere. Good luck with your law school gig.
All right, thanks.
Thanks for the call, sir. 800-259-9231.
Just goes to show you don't, you know, a felony conviction or any conviction, it doesn't need to slow you down. It's largely in your head.
He sounds like a positive guy.
That's the first big step.
And, you know, the more black people there are around, the cooler a place is. It's like automatic coolness. So Keene will automatically be a lot cooler with Sincere here.
I don't know why that would be, but they invented the term. They seem to have a larger quotient.
You understand that, right?
I'll take your word for it.
Black people invented the term cool.
Okay.
They invented all kinds of, hip slang terminology. And so, you know, it's a cool thing. I like it.
Gotcha.
I dig it. Yeah. All right, 800-259-9231.
I just like the variety and different people, doing different things, eating different foods, talking about different stuff. I think it's good for us all.
I agree. All right, we continue the melting pot. Let's go to Steve in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live. Steve.
Hello, how you doing?
Steve, what's on your mind?
Well, I'm from Florida, like you guys, and I'm from the touristy part of Florida, Central Florida, around the House of the Mouse.
I don't think that there is no part. There's no part of Florida that isn't touristy.
Well, I haven't been there in about 15 years, so
okay.
But anyway, I never had a problem. I don't know if that's the right word or not, but I would go to a restaurant or store or gas station or whatever, and if I had to use the bathroom, I would just walk in. Sometimes I would say, "Hey, I'm going to use your bathroom," or sometimes not. This was never a problem. Then I moved to Seattle, and they're really kind of freaky out there. They don't want you using their bathroom. Some places they don't even want paying customers to use the bathroom.
Wow.
This kind of bugged me a little bit, but not that much. Now, this was back when I was a liberal. I should have opened that up with that. I was a pretty liberal guy.
Okay.
And in fact, I voted for Clinton right around the same time I moved to Seattle in 92. And, well, my daughter one time had to use the bathroom, and they would not let us use the bathroom in a store. And this upset me so. Now, I wanted to throw this out there because this is how liberals think. This is how I thought. This is how they think. So I thought what we should do is get together a ballot initiative.
Okay, I want to find out. Hang on, we're going to bring it back. You can tell us the rest of the story.
All right.
Your bathroom story, what you did about it here. Hang on, 800-259-9231. More with Steve and your calls as well, even in these remaining moments of Free Talk Live.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light, self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements, purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrates, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with 2 black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and 1 KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
The cynic says, "I started losing my hair and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious." The believer says, "I started using Avacor 2 months ago and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me." Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to avacorradio.com.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with us. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202. 1-800-453-2202. Or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com. 1-800-453-2202.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871. 888-212-8871.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything, even in these remaining moments, just enough time for you. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features there are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and you enjoy what we're doing on Free Talk Live, you'd like more people to listen to the program via radio waves or internet distribution, you can help us do that by becoming an amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to get on board with the program. It'll cost you all of $3 a month, and that money comes in and gets reinvested into the show so we can get more people on board with this message of freedom and liberty, and that's a good thing, right? You'll get perks, too, like access to the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All the details are there at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Back to Steve in Colorado. Steve, you were telling us that you were living in Seattle, or rather the, I guess, Washington State. And apparently, they don't like letting people, a lot of businesses don't like letting people use their bathrooms there. And
that, which in and of itself is very strange.
Yeah, it seems kind of weird.
It's a great way to differentiate your business from other businesses is, hey, come in and shop here. We'll let you use our bathroom.
But I can understand, though, if you've got kind of your, you know, if you're downtown and there are undesirable elements coming in.
Sure, if the city government is giving away all kinds of free things to trashy people in order to get them to hang around, and I don't know why they do such a thing, because they feel obligated. Yeah, those people can come in and they can make a real mess of your bathroom.
Right. My mom has she has a thrift store in downtown Sarasota, Florida. And if she just lets anybody use the bathroom, then some old bum will come in there. And it's happened, which is why she's restricted it. You know, some bum will come in and just pee all over the place because he's too drunk or whatever.
They'll do even vandalous things just because, you know, they hate things. You know, they hate themselves. They hate other people. It's weird.
So she restricts it to customers, either customers she knows or paying customers, which makes sense. But you're saying that even in Washington, in some places, they wouldn't even let paying customers use them. So you at that time considered yourself a liberal and you got very upset and you had a plan. What was it?
Well, I didn't really conceive of the plan until it affected my daughter. She had to she ended up having to pee in her diaper, which she was already out of diapers by then, and it was very upsetting to her and very much upset me. And so I had this plan, being a good liberal. I thought that what we should do is have a ballot initiative to force businesses to let people use the bathroom. And now even saying these words out loud, I can't believe that I once thought this was a good idea, but I thought this was a great idea.
Sure, yeah.
And ironically, here's the irony, is that I had a friend who was probably a little bit more liberal than I was, still is actually, and she owned a business on 2nd Avenue in Seattle, right downtown, and she told me that was a terrible idea.
Well, and, you know, Once people become rather conservative when it comes to their business.
That's right.
It's all fine and dandy to regulate other people's businesses and that kind of thing. But no, only the business owner knows best when it comes to my business.
Well, you see, the thing is, I prided myself on having democratic ways of thinking, and I thought, well, that's democracy. That's what you do.
That's what the system's
for.
Sure.
If you are a Democrat and you believe in democracy, why in the world wouldn't you be all for the citizens being able to vote on whether or not they got to use your bathroom, or whether or not they got to take the money out of your wallet or your bank account, or whether or not they got to stab your son in the heart? What difference does it make? The democracy is right. It's good. It's just. It's the will of the people.
Yeah. Well, I'm currently not reading yet. I'm still working on a couple other books. But on my shelf, I have Ralph Nader's Corporate Welfare, which, you know, when he talks about corporate welfare, he's right on, you know.
I haven't read it, but I'm interested. I'd be interested in seeing it.
I thumbed through it a little bit. And one thing that kind of took me aback was he was saying in the introduction, he said, well, you know, corporate welfare, it's horrible, it's awful. And these businesses receive all this money of our tax money. And then he asked the rhetorical question, is that democracy? Does that sound like democracy to you? And I thought, that's the wrong question. What he should have said, does that sound constitutional to you?
Well, to their mind, democracy is, you know, largely what, you know, that's the form of government that is right and good and just. And so it doesn't really matter what the Constitution says.
Right. Is it right?
If 51% of the people didn't want you to be able to own a gun, then that's right. It doesn't matter what the Constitution says.
Exactly.
Not as according to Ralph Nader.
Well, he's a socialist.
And those kind of people. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And Nader, you have to be very selective when you read his stuff, obviously, because he does believe in government solutions to problems.
Lots of them.
But he is right on when he talks about corporate welfare. But the thing is the reason that he's against corporate welfare is not the correct reason.
Yeah. Right. It's because not enough people vote. People didn't vote for this, so therefore it's bad in his mind. Whereas the question to me isn't the constitutionality, because the Constitution is just words on a piece of paper, which, you know, that can be changed. They could very easily change the Constitution, you know, amendment number whatever. Okay, now we can do corporate welfare. Okay, now that's constitutional. So the question is it right to take money from some people at the threat of violence and give it to other people, whether they be corporations or whether they be actual individuals? Is it ever right to take money from people? And no, the answer is no, it's not. So
right, I've been reading a bit of Patrick Henry too, and his fears. If you've ever read his speech to the Virginia legislature against the ratification of the Constitution. If you haven't read it, do read it. It's amazing. Nearly all of his fears came true. Mm. He feared the standing army. He feared the president might get the power of a monarch. And he feared that we'd be taxed to death. So nearly every one of his fears have come to pass.
So could you restate that? That's Patrick Henry's address to
the Virginia legislature and against ratifying the Constitution.
And did they
ratify? Actually convinced 10 Federalists to vote against the Constitution, and with short one vote, Virginia almost did not ratify the Constitution.
Interesting.
Well, and actually, several states didn't. It only had to be, I believe, 10 states. New Hampshire was the last one, 1789, perhaps, that was done. And my question is, if it's a union of states that came there voluntarily, why didn't they have to get all 13 to ratify it?
I read there's some guy online, and he's written the new Constitution for the United States, and he has some libertarian sympathies. And one of the things on there is he said the ratification of this Constitution by four or more states means that it goes into effect. And I thought, why not one? You know, why wait for four? If one ratifies the new Constitution,
right? Well, four is just an arbitrary number, right?
Yeah, right, exactly. It's just an arbitrary number you picked out of the air.
So you said you used to be a liberal. What was it that, was there any particular event or issue or occurrence that helped you down the path to liberty? Do you recall?
Well, you know, one thing that got me thinking positively about business, because, you know, liberals hate business.
Yeah, they do. I don't know why.
It causes misery and things like this.
It's the greed aspect. They believe that businesses are motivated by greed, so they must be bad.
Right. Well, ironically, here's the irony. It was actually Ralph Nader that turned me on to, that opened me up to the ideas of free market capitalism. Pat Buchanan, in the 90s, bluntly asked Ralph Nader,
are you a socialist? Do you not believe in the free market? And he goes, well, no, I'm not a socialist. He didn't say he was a capitalist, obviously. Mm-hmm. He denied being a socialist, and he said, but what we have going on right now actually is a form of socialism. In the free market, if you have a business and you can't satisfy your customers, you fail, you go under. Under what we have today, which is corporatism, the marriage of big government and big business, if you own a business and you start to go under, you just go to the government for a handout. And so, ironically,
right,
it was Nader himself that turned me away from Nader.
I have to say, I'm shocked that Ralph Nader would say something like that.
I know.
He would understand the free marketplace.
I've reread it, and I've shown it to people because they didn't believe that Ralph Nader ever said such a thing. But, he said it.
He's right on that one. Hey, Steve, thank you for the call tonight. We appreciate you sharing that with
us.
Thank you, sir. 800-259-9231. We go unscreened to the AMP line. Who's this? You're on Free Talk Live. Hello. Going once, going twice. See ya. 800-259-9231. So we got an update here from Nico. Remember George, TSA George, called earlier this week to say that the checkpoints at the TSA have cracked down a little further on people not showing ID? Well, here's his description on what happened to him. He says, I refused to show ID at the TSA checkpoint recently on a flight from DCA to Frankfurt, Germany. At first, the TSA employee stated I was ineligible to proceed toward the boarding area. Before I could argue, she was corrected by a second TSA employee who mentioned a new procedure had taken effect and to let the airport police sort this out. Three Washington Airport police officers arrived on the scene within a few minutes, stating I had to identify myself in order to proceed. The fact that I had been issued a boarding pass for my flights by Delta did not matter at first. I didn't pretend that I'd forgotten my ID, as this was an intentional trip, and they were aware that Delta had already scanned and checked my passport because of that. One of the officers was busy chatting with a bunch of other security specialists, one of which was a Delta representative, and at no time I was asked by any of the law enforcement officers to produce an actual ID. Instead, they walked me up to the counter of Delta, asking the person with whom I'd checked in if she'd remembered me. She told them that she had checked my passport prior to issuing the boarding pass, and that she clearly remembered me also from previous trips, not just from today. And that apparently appeased the control Gestapo, and I was escorted back to the TSA checkpoint. They exchanged a few words with the personnel, and I was finally able to go through the safety check process.
So I wonder if it took him longer or less time.
See you tomorrow night, freetalklive.com.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.